Their jaws are a little bit different. That's how we tell these two animals apart. Nanotyrannus has more teeth in its jaws. The teeth are pretty much the same size as the teeth of a baby Tyrannosaurus rex. Still, the T-Rex would probably have had a much harder, stronger bite than the Nanotyrannus.
Nanotyrannus teeth are more primitive in design, and they're much more blade-like, very thin. Tyrannosaurus rex are almost equal side to side as they are front to back. So this means that their feeding habits were different. Nanotyrannus would strip carcasses of bones. Tyrannosaurus rex would eat the whole carcass, including the bones.
The life of a predator depends on its ability to hunt and kill game. But it also has to defend itself against rivals.
Predatory animals have been at war with each other since the beginning of time. We see it today in animals like lions and hyenas. Predators don't tolerate other predators in their same environment because they both compete for the same food source. So any chance they have to kill a rival, they'll take it. An adult Nanotyrannus would have certainly taken advantage of an unguarded juvenile because it means getting rid of its competition.
Certainly their animals are similarly enough designed and comparable enough in strength that we might expect that the experience of the adult Nano T would actually allow it to win the day over the young Tyrannosaurus rex.
In terms of fighting skills, of course, this adult Nano Tyrannus will have had a lot more experiences over its lifetime than this juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex. So it may have literally years of experience beyond what this other young individual would have had.
In my mind, there is no doubt that Nanotyrannus would have been more than a match for a single juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex. The real question for me would be, what would happen if a Nano killed a rex? Would it eat it, or would it just leave it and move on? After spending energy in a fight, I would suspect that the winner would need to recharge his batteries and take advantage of that food source now lying at its feet. Why this Nanotyrannus didn't eat the juvenile is a pretty interesting question. Something happened after the fight that prevented it from eating this baby rex.
Nanotyrannus would have had an advantage over a juvenile T-Rex. But two juveniles against a Nano would have radically changed the dynamic of the fight. By studying the bone fragments from the scene, CAT scan, and environmental evidence, and using modern animal behavior as a guide, experts were able to reconstruct a plausible scenario. One that took place in South Dakota 65 million years ago.